Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, the Stroller Mafia is out looking for Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz.
They think that 9 women with strollers are going to go up to Channing Tatum. He's going to be like, Zoe Kravitz, who? Let's go, ladies.
I love you.
Oh my God, I speak so much about Luann.
I can hear you.
I love it.
I love it so much.
You know that these women are going to talk about
right.
you.
Hint of mint, my senses teased.
Is this a poem about sex?
No, it's about a flower.
Even if the poem wasn't sexual, I do not want my mom to write me a poem ever.
Ever.
I don't think I'll ever get to the point of showering 3 times a day.
I was thinking sticky.
Everything's gonna be sticky from the rooter to the tooter. Get your ass in that shower.
Yeah. Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is here. Hunter is here. I'm here. What more could you want? Nothing. I'm thinking of 15 other people. It's okay.
We kind of got a little khaki motif going on here.
Yes, we're all in neutrals. We got the faded black. We got the brown, the camel. I'm like in a off color, but it's okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
It looks great. You look like you're going to lead us on a very cute safari.
I'm going to, right? All right. Rule number one, talking behind someone's back. I've been here. Hang up your phone.
Ooh.
Sonya forgot that little detail in last night's New York Housewives, and Luann called her out.
Love.
Save me some good stuff for the weekend, okay? I love you.
Bye.
Snatch Bart, I love you.
Bye. Oh my God, I speak so much about Luann and I love her so much.
I do love Luann too, but I always say about him. I don't know what to tell you
guys. I love him. I just can't stop talking. Why is this here?
I can hear you.
Perfect.
I love it.
I love it so much. And it just, Sonya, you can tell she's such a sweet, great person. Like, she doesn't ever really mean harm for someone else.
Well, also, this is Housewives, so I think it's assumed that they all talk about each other.
Of course.
Like, they see it later.
Yeah.
So you know that these women are going to talk about you.
Right.
So I really, honestly, I felt like that was affectionate for Sonya to say that.
Yeah.
Like,
I
normally, if it was someone else, it might be a different thing. But she's just kind of flighty.
I mean, the flightiest.
They all talk about each other. So this isn't groundbreaking.
No,
not at
all.
You ever been caught, though, doing that? Like, or have you ever sent a text message to somebody? That's more common than the phone call. Because we're,
I've definitely sent a wrong text. And it's like, and it doesn't always, it's not even bad all the time. And it's, there's nothing worse than you're like, I did not need
you, the, you get those tingles in your body real quick, right?
The nipple.
And you get like, ooh. Uh-oh.
I sent a screenshot of the text I was sending with the person. I was going to try and send it to somebody else being like, look at this. And I sent it to the person.
No.
It was a person I was like flirting with, kind
of
talking to.
Yeah,
and
course.
I immediately just responded with, look how cute we are.
Yeah. If you can save it, there's no better. All right. The Stroller Mafia is out looking for Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz. Have you guys heard? This is bad. Crazy. So reports say a group of moms in Williamsburg started a text chain to seek out the couple after one mom wrote, my goal of the week is to find them. You should be busier than that. All right, so they've been searching everywhere. They've been sharing intel. What do you think? Cute, stalker adjacent, pathetic?
I just don't know what they think's gonna happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you're trying to, they think that 9 women with strollers are gonna go up to Channing Tatum. He's gonna be like, Zoe Kravitz, who? Let's go, ladies.
But also, like, where are y'all kids?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Like, you, how do you have time to stalk them? I mean, by the way, like, I feel like I've seen them on the street because I've seen so many photos of them. I don't need to see them in person.
Right, but you're in a mommy group, no?
Yes, but that doesn't, that's not, we're not walking around in strollers. That's like in a grass.
That is the dynamic in a mommy group,
it's
though.
It's really,
what's it like?
It's honestly, it's one of those things where you're like, why am I doing this? But then you don't want to let go of it. It's so f***ed up.
Is there like dynamics, like social dynamics in it?
No, it's actually, it's small but mighty. I thought we were,
small but mighty.
I thought we were going to cancel like 12 times, but we keep paying that fee to have Jill come and talk to us. But I don't know. I love Jill. Shout out to Jill. We sit in my front yard and we. And
so they
we
always have, meet at your house?
Yes, we have. I set water out. I don't do it.
You shouldn't have to pay then.
No, we. Yeah, no, you have to. It's like, and it's a fee.
No, but you shouldn't have to pay. You're putting up the real estate.
And
you know?
I put up an umbrella and some and blankets.
Do you do like lemonade and little bites?
Wait, I don't do little bites because I just don't want to. Because I don't know if I could keep that
every week. You don't want
them that
comfortable.
Not that comfortable.
That's smart. That's good.
But I do. I have a mom group text. I just asked about a travel stroller. It's very informative, and I know how to deal with my child over material. The last topic was materialism.
Are you the coolest one in the group?
In every group? What? Lizzo is opening up after shooting her shot with Drake. Lizzo is shooting her shot, you guys, with a lot of people. Damn, her song Rumors has a flirty line saying she hasn't had sex with him yet. Well, Lizzo just gave a Jimmy Kimmel Live, an update.
Nice.
Have you heard from Drake? Has he heard about this?
I think he's heard the number 4 song in the country. I think he's heard it. Heard from Drake, but that's all I'm gonna say on that.
I mean, we know Drake likes curvy women.
Yes, we do.
You know, he has not ever been known to date. The only skinny woman Drake has dated, I think, is Rihanna.
Right.
You know, he likes a stacked girl.
He loves that girl.
Raps about it. We've seen him in the past.
Yep.
So Lizzo might be able to get up in that thing.
She looks amazing. I mean, I'm in for it.
I'm gonna be here for Lizzo and Drake. I'll be here for it.
I think Drake probably, if he did slide into the DMs, it was probably very smooth. Like, I feel like Drake is the best, even if maybe he's dating somebody or something. He's still good at flirting in such a charming way.
Yeah.
He's just that guy.
He really...
Also, I don't even think they would be in DMs. I think they probably know enough people where they could get each other's numbers very easily.
100%. And he
I'm trying to get Dave's number right now.
You're Lil so Dickie. Into Lil Dickie.
Yeah, he's my new crush.
Who plays Dave? Do we know?
Lil Dickie.
Oh, Lil...
Lil Dickie is Dave.
I know Lil Dickie.
You know, when you do that, you're such a grandma.
I love Lil Dickie.
I'm obsessed with his show. I tweeted him. He tweeted me back.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I love you. Marry me.
Great. All right. Good news, you guys. If you love nudity, OnlyFans has quickly walked back their ban on pornographic content. We knew that was going to happen. It comes after a ton of backlash from creators and users. So we have to ask, did they really think people were there for the articles?
There are articles on there?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. That's what's happening. The second I mean, by the way, I don't have OnlyFans. I've only heard about it. I knew the second porn was not going to be involved. People were out of there.
Yeah, no one's ever told me like, oh, the recipes on OnlyFans are amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I feel like this is their bread and butter. They made some excuse about because the banks didn't want to pay the people, but I don't understand why they can't get paid. Like, if they're doing something, like, banks really got to stop with the moral high ground.
Right.
Like, you guys are pulling
corrupt.
A lot of a lot of overdraft charges we need to talk about.
Oh my God,
Like, get the out of here.
The overdraft. It's
these
like
banks,
50 bucks.
Like, oh, now all of a sudden you guys have all of this, like, high morality. Like, please stop it.
The overdraft is insane.
Yeah, like these people, sex workers deserve to make a living.
They do. They're entertaining half the population or more than half the population.
They're saving a lot of relationships,
they
too,
are.
Let me tell you.
People are having a good time.
When's the last time you had an overdraft?
You know, I haven't been using an ATM for a while, so I don't know. All right.
I heard that hot.
I've been dealing in cash and Amex world. So we have to take a break. But coming up, a couple's romantic honeymoon gets filthy and not in a hot way. That's the next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
of TLC's I Love a Mama's Boy premieres this Sunday, and we got an exclusive sneak peek. Matt's mom, Kelly, is really into her son's body, maybe a little too into it.
Look how buff he is.
Ew. The pandemic has been great for Matt's body, and I'm so proud of him. Let me show me the guns. Love it. I wrote a poem, and I want you guys to hear it. All right, here we go. Her curve-shaped petals open to a new dawn's day. Open wide, consume thy sun. She thrives with her kin. Calling all fans, hint of mint, my senses teased.
Is this a poem about sex?
No!
A vagina?
It's about a flower.
There was no sexual intent behind that poem at all.
No.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
I mean, I don't know. I think there was probably a little subconscious sexual intent.
Subconscious?
Yeah, I mean.
She said open up. I think it's pretty blatant.
It's all sorts of up, but like also these women that stick around. I mean, I don't know.
It's
like,
all bad. Unless Matt's name is short for Mattipus Rex, this is inappropriate beyond all. Also, I'll tell you right now, that's an adult. He's 28 years old. Even if the poem wasn't sexual, I do not want my mom to write me a poem ever.
Ever.
I could not imagine something more uncomfortable.
My mom writes me poems sometimes.
No, that's very sweet. Like letters and handwritten cards and things like that. That's sweet. This is some
This is another love. She wants to do a poem at their wedding, by the way. And then the son said that he wanted her to officiate.
And when they have kids.
Oh, and the poems that grandkids are going to have to listen to.
Oh my God.
It's grandkids. And she's going to get crazier with grandkids.
Grandkids, yeah. And she's going to be more obsessed with him. It's all f***ed up. Anyway,
get out.
We're also catching up on Lifetime's Married at First Sight. And on tonight's episode, Bao and Johnny's honeymoon might have a little dirty deal breaker.
I sense that you probably don't like some things you're seeing of me as a travel companion. For example, I know you shower a few times a day, but I don't think I'll ever get to the point of showering 3 times a day.
I'm not saying that's a requirement.
Okay.
I'm basically saying every time you work out or you're sweating, don't bring it into the bed.
Okay.
Because that's dirty, and then we'll have to change our sheets every day.
Okay, how about this? If I'm so lazy after working out and I don't feel like showering, are you okay if I just sleep on the couch?
I think you can sleep in the bed, but change the sheets. You take care of the sheets.
But then I don't want to do that. What if I'm lazy and I just want to crash?
Then take a shower. Is that so hard? Like, just rinse off?
Girl, you want to work out and then lay in your bed?
I don't know if she's actually asking with the intent of not showering after, or if she's just asking him to know where his boundaries are.
I'm convinced people are just dirty. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, and getting into your bed is the grossest thing when you're a little bit sticky, you know, when you got that, like, dew from the day on you.
Gross.
I also think this is one of those arguments you have with your partner when there's a bunch of other that you kind of hate each other for.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's the shower. That's what I'm going to die on right now.
Yeah.
That hill.
Because she initially said, oh, I don't want to shower multiple times a day. And that's okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, then she went into the working out. That's a little too, like, everybody knows after you work out, you got to take a shower.
You should want to. It feels much better. I can't function if I've worked out and I don't even sweat that much working out. I can't go to dinner after and change clothes and feel okay. Deodorant or not. Disgusting.
Yeah. And like, you're also using the bathroom. Bathroom on top of all this already, like.
Now
this thought just came through your mind. Hello, that's why you, like, get your ass in the shower.
I was thinking sticky. I wasn't thinking sticky.
Yeah, everything gonna be sticky from the rooter to the tooter. To get your ass in that shower.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna move on. On HBO Max's Sweet Life Los Angeles, we had to check back in with PJ, who's still trying to get with Becky. So he swapped his busted Honda for a McLaren and brought another girl on a getaway to make her jealous.
Oh.
They were so excited when they saw me pull up in the McLaren. It was like, yo, like, that's you? Like, dead ass? As far as the girls, that was a little different.
PJ has a Honda. I'm confused.
For him to pull up to Amanda's birthday with unbeknownst guests while he knows Becky is here, I'm just like, what's really going on?
Who is this girl? Y'all know her?
No, I don't know her.
You know that you didn't set yourself up for.
Well, honestly, bro, I'm just trying to do me. Like, if somebody has an issue, they can tell me. You know what I'm saying? Right? If somebody has an issue, they just let me know what issue.
She's feeling Mick Mold, my brother.
Ooh, the wine looks good.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I'm not in my 20s anymore. This is some stupid shit.
But would you ever put up with somebody trying to make you jealous?
Wouldn't make me... I would be embarrassed for the person who rented a car to try and impress. If you're old enough to rent a car, you're too old to be doing like this to make other people jealous.
This is the thing. You rent the car when you're going to be around people you don't know.
Yeah.
If you're trying to floss and impress people, be around. All these motherfuckers know you broke.
Mm. Yeah.
They all know you broke, and you probably owe somebody money. So they're probably thinking, like, how is he pulling up in a McLaren? But he still owes me $50. That's what I'm concerned
about.
And
also, what happens when you have to bring the car back?
Exactly. You're going to drive home in that Honda with the ceiling falling on your face.
Yeah. I don't know about this. I don't think this is not a long-term plan. I would just be yourself.
This would not make me jealous, by the way. Like, if he pulled up in this car and with this girl, I would think, I have you so pressed that you're spending your own money and reaching out to women to make me jealous. I got you exactly where I want you.
Right.
Yeah.
If he pulled up in the Honda, unbothered, smoking a joint, like, what's up? I would be like, he's not tripping. I'd be like, why are you not mad?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but you're so pressed. I did my job. It's done.
It's so easy. It's just that little flip of a switch, and you think about things differently. God. All right. Good point.
Head games, ladies.
Don't
let them get in your head.
You're playing head games. Head games. All right, we have to take another break. But coming up, a breakup so epic it belongs on the big screen. That's my big screen. Hater Debater is next. Do you have a problem that needs fixing? Well, your three favorite people are here to tell you exactly what to do. It is time for Hater Debater. All right, first up, sometimes making new friends can be tough. This is true. Just ask Natalie, who tried to become BFFs with her neighbor from across the street.
Very Morgan-like response.
Yeah, totally.
You would definitely respond like, hell
no. But also, like, why, if you don't want to engage, you don't want to have anything to do with that girl, don't even get a piece of, who has a blank piece of paper and a Sharpie laying around? First of all, I don't. Seriously, why even engage with signs back? Just close your blinds and keep moving.
Yeah, but I also, she was writing real thin on her side. You know, that's impossible to read from that distance. She could have maybe misinterpreted it. I don't like people rejecting other people.
I don't either.
You know, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I think she misled her. No?
She's a stranger. I'm sorry.
I know, but then...
She doesn't owe this girl anything. She doesn't owe her anything. She don't know her.
Have you ever noticed, if somebody really wants to be your friend, do you ever think... See?
I'm nervous.
See?
That makes me nervous.
If somebody wants to be your friend, or somebody genuinely shows interest in you, Nina, and, like, is a girl that, like, is successful, seems great, and likes you, we... automatically always are like, why do you want to be my friend?
Yeah, it's just like in a courtship. If you try too hard, it's obvious, and I think it turns people off.
Well, you know why? It's because when that happens, you think to yourself, oh, this person doesn't have any friends.
Right!
That's my first thought every time.
And sadly, we have another love that did not last. A woman posted this image from a minor league baseball game. Apparently, a guy paid to have the phrase, Alyssa, this relationship is over, written on the Jumbotron. Mm.
It's Akron, it was the Akron Rubber Ducks game. So this is by far the most exciting thing that's ever happened at this field.
In Ohio.
So there was an announcer reading these, by the way.
Okay.
So while there's about 20 messages to fans, there's happy birthday messages, anniversaries, there were, you know, happy first date messages. This was the only breakup message in the bunch. And the announcer read it in a very jovial tone.
Mm.
I think the announcer might have been Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's kind of like this is a petty way to break up with. So there's definitely some anger, some resentment, something happened
something
between
happened.
These two. This isn't just like...
Maybe she cheated.
She cheated, and then he was like, this is over. I'm going to embarrass her. So this doesn't feel... This is not good.
Have you guys ever had, like, an embarrassing breakup, like somebody break up with you in a kind of a rough way?
They didn't break up with me in an embarrassing way. The guy that she cheated on me with... He broke up with me in an embarrassing way by telling me that he cheated. He slept with her.
Were you still in the relationship?
Yeah. He goes, by the way, we slept together.
Yikes.
Apparently, he was not very afraid of me.
Was he your friend?
He was someone we were in high school. It was like 11th or 10th grade. You know, so it wasn't a lot of logic back then.
Yeah.
And then he goes, by the way, I think there are others. I was like, and the scavenger hunt begins, you know? I did something I thought was pretty smart at the time. I was like, by the way, he told me and so-and-so told me. And the so-and-so hadn't told me, but she was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And I was like, so-and-so didn't tell me. I gotcha. And then I was like, oh, no, I gotcha.
All right, finally, this woman needed advice after her husband refused to stop looking at other women's butts. She said he treats her like a princess, but says he can't help himself when it comes to staring at other women.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a man that does not respect his woman. If you are going to check, and every, by the way, every guy you're with, your husband, your boyfriend, what, they're always looking at someone hot in their obvious, non-obvious way where you're like.
So are we.
So
we're just slick.
Exactly.
By the time he's past you, you don't. I've already checked him up and down and checked his credit before you even know.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we do the same thing. We're just a lot slicker about it.
Yeah.
Men are so obvious when they're checking a woman out. I was next to, I kid you not, yesterday I was driving and this woman walked through the crosswalk. She was in workout gear, like a half top and shorts. The man next to me almost hit my car.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, like, it's like, act like you've seen a body before.
It's
like,
true.
He lost his. He almost tried to cross in front of me to go see the girl. It was so funny to watch. Like, men literally lose their when they see an attractive woman.
Yeah, Hunter.
When you're with someone you love and you really, you know, you don't want to hurt them, you can avoid it. Most men are good at, like, if I didn't want to make it seem, I would see him come in and I'd go, I know that if she turns around, my mind's going to go there. I can't, I'm not even going to look at her anymore. I'm not going to give her the opportunity.
Right.
To turn around on me. So I don't look at all. But then there are also certain women, and we've all kind of maybe seen this at a bar or restaurant or something, where one woman walks through and you can see almost every guy's head turn. We have no choice. That is a demigod walking through the building.
A demigod. Oh, my God. I don't know if, it's a good feeling. But then also when it's unsolicited and you're like, don't do that right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. You're like, stop. And stop whistling. You cannot whistle
Ooh,
at someone.
Oh, no. Whistle?
The whistle.
What year is this?
Or the heckling. I feel like I feel like.
Who the f*** is whistling at people in 2021?
I feel like I get whistled at sometimes and it makes me want to stop the car and break their face.
Morgan's got guys like, you know, eating their lunch on skyscraper beams as it's being built. Going, hey, mommy.
That whistle is gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, like, who's whistling?
You could do it as a fun bit. Like, you could do it as a joke. You go, like, you know, go.
Are you in Sleeping Beauty? What whistle was that? I'm whistling. All right. Hopefully that clears things up for you guys, because that is unfortunately all the time that we have for tonight. I know the show went fast. Set your DVRs, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Bye.